Welcome to Haldane's Law Matters. Thank you. My guest today is Anaïs Barclay. Have I got your French first name right, firstly?
Correct, Anaïs.
Like the drink?
No, like the perfume. Anaïs from Cacharel or Anaïs Nîmes from a very famous French writer from France?
I'm going to talk to you about that in a minute because I picked up on Wikipedia. You are French, I think.
I'm a quarter Japanese, I'm a quarter Chinese from Hong Kong, from my grandmother's side, and I'm a quarter French from Corsica and a quarter Vietnamese. And my father is close from Geneva, so I'm a citizen of the world. But I'm French.
You're French in your heart.
Yes, French in my heart.
And terribly exotic in all your mix.
And raised in Africa, so can you imagine?
In Africa? You were brought up in Africa in the early days?
Correct. We moved to Oman, Senegal, Tunisia, Morocco. So I have the best childhood memory ever as an expat child.
It sounds fabulous. What was it, your parents that were moving?
Yes. My father worked for the Foreign Department of France.
He was in the Foreign Office?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Well, it's great to have you here. And I should explain to listeners, because they always like to know, that I don't actually know you very well. I think I first met you quite recently at a wedding party. Would that be right?
Correct. A wedding celebration.
A celebration, I should say. A very large one.
One of the best. My first Indian wedding, to be honest.
They are spectacular.
Correct.
And when I met you, I immediately thought to myself, let's have this interesting lady on Haldane's Law Matters. So thank you for coming along.
Merci.
Now, let's explain immediately that you have a connection to the firm, and I know you don't mind me saying this, that you were a client of the firm.
Right. I hire your firm for family matters on my divorce case, correct.
And I'm also right in saying I know that you've been passionate in talking publicly on social media and other platforms about the problems that not only faced you, but more importantly, looking broadly across the population here, face many people, men and women, as they go through difficulties with their relationship, marriage.
Right. In 2012, I hire your firm and I study night and days about criminal and divorce law because I have no clue what was happening to me. So I learned a lot for 1 year. To be honest, actually, I shut myself down for 2 years. I was not out. I was not talking to anyone. I was just fighting in court and really, really trying hard to study all the law. And your firm was amazing, one of the best in Asia, in Hong Kong. A very strong lady who has a very good strategy for women. And yeah, I learned a lot from this experience. So then I could inspire and empower more women in my case who reach out to me and until now as well.
So what makes you feel the passion to spread the word of how best to deal with this sort of crisis in life? And before you answer that, I should say, I know nothing about matrimonial law, but I do know this, having gone through...
You never got married? Just make it more simple, to be honest.
No, the truth is, I was married in another lifetime, a long, long time ago, to a Spanish lady who was lovely, and we're still very close friends. And we did part company through a divorce in Spain, but I have to say I was one of the lucky ones. It was really...
amicable.
It was completely amicable. I mean, we walked into the lawyers in Madrid hand in hand, and I said, look, can you just sort this out and let me know? And in fact, my wife came to visit me in Mallorca, where I have a home, quite recently. My ex-wife, I should say.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's lovely. And so, I wish the world were like that generally. But that's my only brush, more or less, with matrimonial law, because I'm a criminal defense lawyer. But what I was going to say, and I think it's important, is that I understand, however amicable it is, the divorce, it is like a death. It's like a death. And I've heard others say it's the death of a relationship is very real to the psyche.
I don't know. For me personally, and from my experience with other ladies in Hong Kong going through a divorce, it was more like a trauma and a suffering than a death. Because the death, you die and that's it, right? You go to heaven or hell, done, right? But the trauma of going through the process for years for some ladies, I mean, some settle within a month or 6 months, but some go on for 3 years, 5 years. Even me, I'm still not divorced. I mean, he vanished, so how can I divorce him? I could, but...
Oh, he vanished?
Yeah, he vanished. He vanished in 2013.
Yes. Do you know where he vanished to?
I have no clue, right. Because I fight hard for maintenance and to protect my children's rights, because yes. I have three sons.
Yeah.
And when we wanted to start the divorce proceeding, he just vanished. Right. At first, I thought he was going to Australia. Then I know he went to Shanghai, China, because it's where he moved all the family assets there. And he tried to divorce via France because we are both French now. He was American, but gave up his American nationality to become French. And because the pension and the maintenance is lower than in Hong Kong. And I think since 4 years, no news. Absolutely no news. Since COVID, actually. And actually, it's not my priority. My priority is to survive. I still have 3 children to take care and look after financially completely.
Yes.
And take care of myself.
I'm going to talk to you a bit about how you achieve that. But before we go on to where you are now in terms of achieving your aims, I think what you're really saying there, and if I understand you, is that it's actually worse than a death. Death is final and you can put it behind you, as it were.
Correct.
But with this, it's an enduring agony.
Correct.
I understand.
Really?
Anyway, whichever way we cut it with words, it's bad news.
Physically and mentally. And I think it's harder on women because we give up more than men. Men still have their job, their life, and they resettle or find another partner faster than women.
My male listeners will lynch me if I agree, but actually, I understand completely. You're probably right. But although I want to tell you, speaking as a man that went through a divorce, it's extremely painful for the man as well, by the way. I mean, I'm quite inclined to the view that it's just bad for both parties.
Agree.
A relationship that goes wrong is a sad event. And it's, of course, it's difficult for the children.
But I believe in a couple, and when you have children coming out of this marriage, you should be responsible. Like, you should be a responsible adult and take care of them because they didn't ask to come in this world. So,
before we talk generally about what you've achieved, and I've got a summary in front of me, so we could talk all day about your achievements, I'm happy to say. You've obviously done very well since all of this took place. But what caught my eye particularly, because I've just come back from Shanghai and was very impressed with the development of the city, is that there was something in here which I could probably turn up. About Shanghai. You've written about Shanghai Family Magazine?
Correct. I was more the photographer. So I did some cover for them and they would send me like... Well, my dream was to report on fashion and art and music, but they sent me like to hospital to take photo of hospital or clinic. Or at the time, 2005, actually, China just opened to the expat. So a lot of Asian from US, Canada, actually from everywhere of the world was coming to China.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of opportunities, so I work for this magazine, yes.
It was an exciting time in China.
Yes, the best. I love it.
But I have to say, I went to Shanghai a couple of weeks ago, and it's the first time in 10 years, and I was super impressed. It's a bit eerie because they've got so electrified in their transport systems that it's like this whooshing sound rather than engines. It was like something on another planet. Great cafe life, too. Restaurants. So your experience there was, as you say, back in 2005, 2006. So it was a family magazine, but you were the photographer for it. And instead of fashion, you did hospitals.
At the time, I was just enjoying my Tai Tai life as an expat lady.
So then things changed. We know that.
Yes.
And you started to reorganize your life. You were no longer going to be an expat Tai Tai lady.
Correct. Yeah, you have no choice. I mean, when 2012, I was left with nothing. Absolutely no money, no healthcare, no visa, nothing. And 3 babies, you have to survive. So I have no choice.
The matrimonial team served you well. I appreciate that. And they will appreciate it.
I do adore Elsie and Anita. They helped me a lot. They were a very amazing leader in the law to teach and coach me. And I learned a lot from them.
Good. I'm very pleased to hear it. So your company is called... It's an interesting name. Bubbly Stars Access N1.
Correct. So Bubbly Star because bubbly, we love champagne. And Star because of all the stars. I used to have a company in 2008 when I moved to Hong Kong called Chocolate Strawberry because we love strawberry and chocolate. So in all our art, fashion, event for the French May or the French Consulate or for any exhibition, we would always have chocolate and strawberry, and people would recognize us like that. So Bubbly Star is kind of the same, but all about the star. And it's very different. Now I'm more in media and social media.
And you spell stars S-T-A-R-Z-S.
Oui.
How do you get that? Is that a French way?
Just came up like that. No, it's not really. It's just a word that I make up.
It's a zany way. Because we're not filming this, it's audio only. My guest, Anis, is wearing a Love is the Drug black and white t-shirt with red hearts.
Yes.
It's fabulous.
You like it?
Yeah, you're very rock and roll.
Yes, I am. I'm trying to keep up with the Gen Z, which is my son now.
How old are your sons?
Jack, 22, William, 20, and Andrew, going 16. He's so cute. He's like Chaon. He could be a movie star.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Good. Well, we wish him lucky. I'll watch out for him in the big screen eventually. So a little bit more about how this company of yours works. How did you reinvent yourself? How did you make it work for you economically?
Oh, completely by hazard, because actually I opened it like 10 years ago. But then I got saved and hired by House of Dior, Christian Dior. So I put it on hold because at the time I opened it for a charity for India, from City of Joy, Dominique Lapierre. So I was a goodwill ambassador and I was raising funds for India. And we host a very nice ball in Four Seasons. So I had to have a company at the time. And I froze my company. I didn't do anything. And then COVID hit and Hong Kong Jockey Club was looking for people, creative talent, to rebrand Happy Wednesday. So I reactivate fully my company on that. So now I have 10 to 15 creative talent doing social media and media for Happy Wednesday.
I see.
That's okay. Why. Yeah.
So you specialize to some extent in social media publicity?
Correct. PR, branding, social media, media.
Are we doing okay?
I think you are doing fabulous. You know, people like to put you in a box, especially when you hand your resume, like you're either way like a lawyer or a doctor or a finance. I honestly can do everything at a very high level, from retail to medical to beauty to fashion to music. I'm just not good in finance yet. That's why I'm always bankrupt. Well, because I have 3 kids to provide for as well.
Children are not cheap.
No. But I'm very blessed because they are very good boys and very humble and they never ask for anything.
Well, that's wonderful. So can I just, it's a bit of a non sequitur, but this Anis Nin, is that where you got your name from?
Yes, I love this author. Did you read her books? They're amazing novel about relationship between men and women.
I looked at Wikipedia because I think you sent me it, actually.
I will buy you some of her book.
Oh, great.
I will bring you. In French or in English?
English, please. My French is... Ouvrez la fenêtre is my limit, I'm afraid.
Beautiful, beautiful author.
She was a French-born American diarist, essaying novelist, and a writer of short stories and erotica.
Correct.
Is it the erotica stuff that does the best?
You tell me after you read the book.
All right. Okay. All right.
You know, very French, right?
Yeah.
Very romantic.
Yeah, well, the French are more romantic than the English, generally.
True. But the British are very funny.
We're comedians, aren't we?
Difference, but yeah, very gentlemen as well.
We do sort of paint pictures of different nationalities and they have characteristics. I mean, they do, don't they? Different nationalities have very different personalities.
I'm a citizen of the world, so I adapt myself everywhere. So for me, it really depends on the person.
Yeah.
I never judge by just nationality or gender or by status. For me, you can be Mr. Li Ka-shing or the tea lady is the same.
So you've got contacts all around the world. Have you got a favorite country?
No.
You really don't, huh?
I am so happy everywhere. Rich country, poor country. My dream is actually to travel the world and work for United Nations or UNESCO or UNICEF. But I have to take care of my kids, so I'm holding these two the next 5 years.
You need the 16-year-old to become...
21.
Okay. Right. Okay.
So I can go to those refugee camps and really help.
You'd like to do that?
Yes. Because you know, when you lose everything, like I was blessed to have a beautiful childhood as an expat.
Yeah.
I was blessed as well to have 22 years with my current or ex, I don't know how you call it, husband, with no worry financially. Mm. And suddenly I turned 40 and it's bad. I have to survive. And so for me, we came with nothing and we will die with nothing. So it doesn't matter. I really care about energy and the people. How can I say it? Yeah, energy, vibe, like the vibration of the person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, as I said at the beginning, I only met you recently. It was at the wedding. And your energy then, as your energy is this morning, is obviously electric. I mean,
I was so excited to see you. I was like, oh, one of my stars. I so wanted to meet you. I recommend a lot of my friends to your firm.
Really?
For criminal and divorce. You're always the first on my list.
That's very kind.
Yes, you'll
be the first on mine.
And actually, you did save a case, like a criminal case, but I don't think you took this. Oh, you took this case, actually. Okay, we talk offline. I remember now.
As long as it worked out.
It worked out for him. He was so happy. Actually, he was very innocent. It was just a mistake. It was nothing bad. I should not maybe say that. But
no, you're fine. There's no names mentioned.
Yes.
So you've been very keen, I know, as we've discussed, to help people in these difficult times when a divorce or a separation is going on. If you were trying to encapsulate that for people listening with a problem, what should they do?
So usually for women or ladies or girls, doesn't matter if they're like 16, 18, 14 or 80 years old, I always tell them to be financially independent. That's a key number one. This is a must because I know so many expat ladies who was left at 40, 50 with nothing still now. So I think if you are financially independent and you never give up on your career and have your own account, bank account is key because usually it's always a joint account or a credit card on the husband name and they have their name nowhere. So my first thing would be, please ladies, get a personal bank account and a credit card. Because when there is a separation and a divorce, it's very hard for you to secure your finance. Second is to have all the property under your name with your husband, not just under his name. And all high value, art, jewelry, everything, all invoice always under your name. Basically, whatever you buy, purchase together or by yourself, have the invoice on your name. So you will be protected financially so you can fight in court and hire Aldanus and pay all the lawyer fees, especially in Hong Kong, because it can cost millions. I mean, trust me, I spend a few million, but I know some girlfriends, they spend like $2 or $3 million US dollar and it took them 8 years to divorce. It's how nasty a divorce can go long term.
That's not
really.
Yeah.
So what I tell every girls, and after they listen to me, they're like, oh, you are right. So they start opening their own bank account, getting their own credit card, and even getting property under the name. Like one woman got a property in Canada thanks to me. One another got a property in London thanks to me, married to rich gentlemen. So they protect their own asset, which is good, I think. And I always say, do it on your children's behalf. Because you know, when there is a separation, it's always love is gone and it's always, she's crazy, he's crazy, blah, 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 blah. But at the end, what matters is the children and yourself. I always tell the woman to believe in themselves and what do they want to do about themselves. Like I said, it's more easy for a man to move on, but for a woman, it's always him. I gave him 20 years of my life. I was a best wife for him, But I'm like, okay, that's the end. He fell out of love. So you cannot force. And I learned that actually. You cannot force anyone to love you. When he's out of love, he's out of love. So I always said, what do you want to do? Go back to the workforce, go back to study. Think of yourself. Go think of yourself first. Because when you are mentally and physically well enough to survive this trauma, then you can take care of the rest.
That sounds like good advice, Annelise. Thank you for that. And can I ask you this? If people are listening and they want to speak to you, have you got a platform, social media?
They can just Google Annelise Barclay Hong Kong.
They'll find you.
They will find me on the red carpet.
And if they can't find you, they can call us and we can pass them on.
It sounds like
some people might enjoy speaking to you.
You can really find me on every platform, Twitter, WeChat, WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube.
You're omnipresent.
Yes. From China to France to US to... I'm a global citizen, so my network is really around the world. And stay tuned for my movie and my books. That will be another podcast.
You and I have both made Hong Kong our home, and it's our home now. And yet we know, it'd be foolish to be blind to this, that Hong Kong is obviously going through difficult times as far as some people are concerned. Some people find the changes that are occurring difficult to cope with. What's your view on that?
I moved to Hong Kong in 2008 from California to Hong Kong. I had a very hard first year because I think I got a baby blues. I had the best time in Hong Kong. The lavish life of 2010, 2018 was amazing. And when bad things happened to me in 2012, when I was left with nothing, to be honest, no one support me from my family side or my husband's family side in the US. Only the Hong Kong people. I was honestly saved by the Chinese and Hong Kong people. From my handyman to my landlord at the time, to my banker, to my doctor, everyone supported me. And I love Hong Kong. My dedication and love goes to Hong Kong for sure, because it's a very safe city for women and to raise children. It's still international. It's still a good location in Asia to do a lot of business and opportunity. That's why I think I will see and remain in Hong Kong with my children. And I'm very hopeful that we will come back to what it was before.
Yes. So it works for you? Works for me?
Yes. We have to be positive,
yes,
right?
Of course.
I mean, Europe is not safe. US is even worse. I think Asia is one of the safest places.
Yes.
Which is Hong Kong too. Yes. So let's be hopeful and let's together reunited and bring the vibe of Hong Kong back.
Anise, the fact of the matter is you are a wonderful lady that's survived adversity. You're a model for people that are going through the same thing. And I'm so pleased we've given you a platform today. So there'll be a lot of people perhaps listening that are struggling in their relationships and they'll realize that there's always a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, I hope.
So can I thank you for coming on board today and joining us on Haldane Law Matters, and we'll talk offline.
Merci.